Everything Kadri said was true. I had to fend for whatever I could find in the fields and on the mountain to eat. My clothes became rags. I tried to assemble pelts, but with little protection against the cold winter. I learned about shepherding in the most painful ways possible. I talked to the sheep. Sometimes I sang a familiar song.
Little lamb, hear my call.
Hunger and nakedness were my only friends. Maybe it was the words of Anna that came back to me on my terrible loneliness. But I found myself looking to God for companionship.
Oh God, I beg you to save me from this place. Please, take me away from here.
Morning, midday, night. I prayed to God to spare me, to take me away. Other days, I prayed a different prayer.
God, what do you want from me? Why have you done this to me? Answer me!
Late on the day after the last snowfall of the season, I came to the hut, and there was a horse-drawn wagon sat beside it. I could smell a stew simmering on the fire. I went in, and there stood a visitor.
Anna?
There you are. Oh, I could have been a thief and robbed you 10 times over in the time it took you to get here.
There's nothing here worth stealing.
True enough. Aren't you a sorry sight?
What are you doing here?
I told Kadri someone should come to be sure you're alive. He said if I was so worried, I should come. I had to wait for the snow to melt. I have feed for the sheep in the back of the wagon.
Ah.
A few things for you, there in that crate.
What have you brought for me?
Oh, I sewed together some rags. A coat of sorts. I found a pair of leather boots that might fit you. And some skins I put a bit of writing on.
Writing?
A few psalms. Do you know your Latin?
Ah.
How are you to learn your scriptures if you can't read Latin? Do I have to teach you to read Latin while I'm here?
Only if it means you'll have to stay here a long time.
I can't play mother for long. Have you been saying your prayers? Reciting those psalms I taught you?
Every day.
You've met God, then?
I have. And I've decided I'm nothing to him. I'm not worthy to speak to him.
It's a good start to know your place before him. But you're not meant to stay with that kind of thinking. He loves you, Patrick. He... Oh, what did I do with it? Here, we'll hang up this cross. You remember about the cross, don't you?
Hmm.
Surely your parents told you how Jesus died on the cross for you.
I remember that much.
That's his gift to you. His only son. Think about that when you're standing under the stars or looking out over his creation. Now, let's eat.
Anna stayed for 2 days and filled the time, telling me everything she knew about Jesus and the scriptures and the church. She came back every few months with provisions and more skins with scriptures on which she'd written, and more teaching about praying and fasting and all the things I ought to have known about being a Christian. And when she left, I didn't feel alone. The God I sought out before seemed to be seeking me. Or maybe he always had been, and I didn't realize. And my prayers changed.
You are my shepherd. I have no want. You lead me to rest in green pastures and beside the still waters. For your name's sake, you restore my soul and lead me along the surest path. Though I walk through the darkest valley with the shadow of death all around, I will fear no evil, for you are with me always. Your rod and crook are a comfort. In the presence of my enemies, you have prepared a table for me. You anoint my head with oil. my cup overflows. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell with you in your house forever.
Weren't you tempted to escape?
'Twas on my mind, Bishop Jerome. 'Twas on my mind, but I could not leave the flock unattended. How could I?
The flock?
They were my flock. I had to stay. There was work to be done.
What work could you possibly have had to do?
Not me, Bishop. God. Brothers, I was so moved by him that in a day I might pray 100 times or more. On the mountain, or in the woods, in snow and ice and rain, something stirred in my soul, unlike anything I'd ever known.
Oh, God, you are majestic. You are beauty itself. You are merciful and just. You are my savior.
6 years, that was my life. Alone with the beauty and terror of nature in all its forms, and the animals, all of us, in the shadow of the mountain. Alone, but never really alone. In all things, he was my shield and my protector. And one night, after a day of fasting, I slept. And then came the voice.
Patrick, you have fasted well. Very soon, you will return to your own country.
Lord? Well, now.
It was shortly after that that I saw another wagon coming in the distance. It was Kadri, my old slave master.
I am Patrick, sir. Have you come to take the sheep back to market?
I am. Have you lost any this year?
Not a one.
Good. Lord Melech is pleased with your shepherding. You've served him well. The sheep are cared for, they're healthy, and will fetch a good price. He now wants you to come back from here.
Come back? To do what?
Other business. Whatever he wants.
But who will care for the sheep?
That's not your worry.
Where's Anna? I haven't seen her since, well, since last winter.
You won't be seeing her, lad. She's dead.
Dead? How did she die?
At the last festival, she was the sacrifice.
No.
I did what I could to stop it. I was fond of the old thing. But the druid found out she was a Christian and... bah, offered her up. We'll see to the flock. And come tomorrow morning, I'll take you to Lord Melech.
That night, I dreamed again. And the voice returned.
Patrick. Look. Your ship is ready.
Ship? There is no ship near here. Where am I to find a ship?
Convinced as I was that our Lord had a ship for me somewhere, I ran away that very night while Kadri was sleeping. I didn't worry that he would find me.
Why not?
Well, he had to get the flock back to the market. They were worth far more than I was. In the strength of the Lord, I went to find the Lord's ship.
How did you know where the ship was?
I didn't know, Bishop Jerome. God knew. He guided my steps for over 150 leagues.
You walked 150 leagues?
Yes, I did. My years of shepherding had prepared me for it. I had to scrounge for food and stay clear of any major pathways lest I be caught. I slept under the trees and in old huts, wherever I could find. And suddenly I was there, gazing upon a harbor and the very ship I had been looking for.
Stop! Wait!
Whoa.
Are you going down the harbour?
By the gods! Is that Patricius?
'Tis.
Dead and come back to life? I don't believe it. Don't you remember me from Miliuk's slavehold? I'm Victor!
Victor!
Up you go, climb on. Quiet, you mutts! How can you be here? We thought you were killed for running away.
I was sent to Mount Sleamish to shepherd. How is it that you're here?
Oh, after they sacrificed the old woman, Anna was her name.
Anna.
Anna, right. The druid called Drust complained to Miliuk that some of us caught in Britain would be nothing but trouble. She said it's a cursed land with cursed people and we would bring an infection to the rest of the slaves. I was sold quickly.
What are you doing now? Why are you carting dogs?
Not dogs. Wolfhounds. Nothing like them anywhere else in the world. Our master sells them throughout the Empire. His ship is in the harbour, not 2 leagues directly ahead.
That's his ship, is it?
Are you looking for passage?
We can work for it.
You mangy beasts, quiet! Before I thresh the lot of you! Don't! You won't stop barking!
What do you expect? You have them locked in cages. Let me try.
Whoa!
Listen to me, you noble creatures. Be calm and obedient, and all will be well. Do you hear me? Be at peace.
Little lamb, hear my call. Over the hillside, over the sea. Let my voice bring you home to me.
There.
Come, see my master. Captain Necton.
Why are these crates on the deck? Vigus!
Captain Necton.
What? Victor and Inus, where are the hounds?
In the wagon.
Load them. I want to sail with the tide. Who's this? What's he doing here?
This is Patricius.
Patrick.
Is he a runaway?
Has it ever mattered before?
What's your purpose, boy?
To go home to Britain.
Oh, Britain, is it? He might get there eventually. Can he work?
I can.
You seem fit enough. Will he make an oath? Will he swear before Lear and Lieben your fidelity and service?
Lear and Lieben?
The god and goddess of water.
There's only one god that I've bound myself to.
Yeah, then we're done talking.
We are indeed.
Captain, wait. No, one's taking on my ship. You haven't seen him in the harbour.
All right, you Madri. You're going to want to watch out for those men on the ship. Don't count on them to be your friends. I'm sorry I can't do more for you. Go on. Almighty God, if this isn't the ship, guide me to the right one. If it is, I ask you to secure my passage, to fulfill your word to me, and so that all on board will come to know Jesus Christ.
Patricius, wait!
I won't swear to his gods, Victor, or to any of the gods in this pagan land.
My master is willing for you to come without an oath. I've given him my vow that you're trustworthy.
You haven't seen me in years. How can you know that I'm trustworthy?
Well, if you're not, I'll feed you to the hounds myself.
We set sail right away and had no trouble. After 3 days, we landed in the southern region of Gaul, the first stop to unload some of our cargo and the hounds. And that is when the trouble started.
What's going on? What's happened here?
I don't know. This was a thriving harbour.
Where are the people? Are you sure you've come to the right place?
Yes, of course. I've been here a dozen times.
What are your orders, master?
Brickus, unload the hounds.
Aye, sir.
We'll make our way inland. The entire country can't be like this.
But it was. I did not learn until much later that the invading Franks had sacked that region, leaving very few people alive. We wandered for 28 days without finding a living soul or food.
I know this land. I've been here more times than I can count. And I don't recognize any of it. Stop dragging your feet, you useless brute! Get on with it!
Stark! Have mercy!
Tis dead now anyway. How many is that, Brickus?
Well, this is the first to die. We've left five others half dead along the road.
May we eat this one, Captain?
Huh? For pity's sake, we're starving.
No, you won't, Fergus. The meat'll kill ye. They're cursed. We're all cursed.
Tis him, isn't it? Huh? We've never had nothing like this happen before. Not till this one sailed with us. What's your name, demon?
Patrick.
I reckon we kill you, and our troubles will be over.
You'll have to kill me first.
I wouldn't mind.
No such a traps. There'll be no killing except by me.
We're starving to death, Captain. I pray to all the gods I know, and they've left us to die.
We won't die. My God is our hope. Trust in his son, Jesus Christ, and we shall live.
What's this you're saying? A Christian? Is that what he are? He said nothing about it, Victor.
I didn't know.
Listen to me, Christian. If your God is so powerful, then pray for food. This is no use telling us to put our hope in him without him putting something in our stomachs.
Nothing is impossible for him. He will put food in our way more than you can eat. He is abundance itself. But you must bow down on your knees. Everyone, bow down.
Bow? I won't. You will, Brickius. You too, Fergus. Get on your knobby knees, all of you.
That includes you, hounds. Lie down. Lie down. There you go.
Yeah, what then?
Keep your peace. This is the prayer Jesus taught his disciples. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
But what's gotten into them?
They don't like your prayer.
Shut up, will you? Listen. Something in the forest.
It's a pig.
What? Not one. It's a herd. No.
Knives to the ready. Let the hounds go first and pull them quickly.
Aye, Captain. Unleash them.
Aye, aye, sir.
Thanks be to God.
The men killed many of the pigs. And we remained there for 2 nights until every man and every hound felt fully restored. After this, the men gave the greatest of thanks to God, and I was highly respected. From that day on, we found food along the way. Though one day, they found some wild honey, not in a nest, but in vessels on a tree stump. I was about to eat it, when one of the men said,
"This honey must have been offered in sacrifice to a god."
Thanks be to God that he spoke, for I tasted none of it. That same night, I fell asleep, but soon it felt as if an enormous rock had fallen on my chest. I lost all the strength in my limbs.
No.
What's wrong with you?
I can't move.
What kind of magic is this? Will it attack me?
Elias! Elias, help me!
What are you saying?
You called out for Elijah in Latin?
I was not completely ignorant of the language, Bishop Festus.
But why him?
I don't know. God knows. But as I did, the sun rose in the sky and its splendor fell upon me, and the oppressive weight was lifted.
What happened to you?
The great demon attacked. But I was spared by God.
I don't understand. These religions have always confounded me.
Have you never been baptized?
I've heard of it. Something to do with water.
Baptism cleanses your very soul.
by God himself, so his son, Jesus, can live in your heart.
God's living inside of men? That's bewildering.
Look, I'll tell you what I know.
Later we found a stream and Victor asked to be baptized. It was there I told the rest of the crew about Christ. Now I believe Satan's attack was to stop me from preaching to those pagan hearts. For the next 10 days, we had food, fire, and shelter. On the 10th day, as we ran out of provisions, we came upon a thriving town. It was as if God had said his provision was sufficient until we could provide for ourselves again. I knew then it was time to go my own way.
Don't go, Patrick. Stay with us.
You're going to sell and trade. I believe I'm meant for other things.
Where? In Britain? It won't be like it was. 6 years is a long time. Your kin may not be alive. They may have been taken slaves when you were.
My lord told me to go home, so I will.
How will you get there? Will you travel north on foot or go west and travel by sea again?
I don't know. God knows. I'll find a church and pray for guidance.
Then we'll say another goodbye.
May God be your shield and protector, Victor.
And yours, Patrick. You've come a long way. And a longer way yet to go.
Good woman.
What do you want?
A church.
Follow the road that way. Are you a priest?
I'm not. Why do you ask?
One just came through. I thought you might be with him.
That way?
If you walk fast, you'll catch him soon enough.
Wait up! Brother, wait!
Is something wrong?
I hoped we could walk together. Since we're going in the same direction.
Are we? Where are you bound?
I'm looking for a church.
Well, they say there's one a dozen furlongs ahead. I'm a stranger to this part of the country. What's your name?
Patrick.
I'm Tertius.
Where are you going?
Lorraine, an island not far off the coast. There's an abbey there founded by a hermit, Honoratus.
I don't know the name.
No reason you should, I suppose. He was a nobleman of Toul who gave up everything to serve God.
What will you do at the abbey?
My bishop says I need a time of contemplation and purgation.
Are you being punished?
My bishop doesn't think so.
You do?
All those vigils and fasting and discipline, it's hard work. What about you? Where are you bound?
I hope God will tell me. That's why I'm looking for a church.
You need a map more than you need a church.
The church is our map, isn't it?
I suppose we'll find out when we get there. Civilization. Thank God.
I've never seen a church this big.
Shall we go in?
It's been such a long time.
It's like riding a horse. Once you get back on, it throws you off again. Don't be shy. I'm sure God will be very glad to see you.
I'm used to God in the rough places, the forests and fields. This is like he's all dressed up.
Robes or rags, God is God.
I hope so.
That'll keep the chill away.
You know that green wood doesn't burn very well.
I thought all wood burns the same.
You had servants make your fires, didn't you?
My father was a scholar and politician. Our life was reading and thinking and debate. We had little time for manual labor or the outdoors. I hope the abbey's civilized. If they make me grow crops or skin a deer, I'm in a lot of trouble.
I don't know much about abbeys.
They say this one's remarkable, even miraculous. Stories are told that when Honoratus first arrived, there was no fresh water, and it was covered with snakes. One day he took his staff, one he'd used for years, and planted it in the ground. He told the brothers with him to dig on that spot. They did, and discovered a freshwater well. It's the only source of fresh water on the entire island.
Oh, but what about the snakes?
I heard that he took his staff and waved it over the island while he prayed for God to get rid of the snakes. God told him to climb a tall tree, and when he did, God flooded the island to wash the snakes out to sea. Can you believe it?
God is capable of doing anything he wants.
I suppose he is. What happened in the church? Did God give you any directions about which way to go?
I'm meant to follow you west.
To what end?
I don't know. God knows. To find a ship that will take me home, perhaps. Maybe he wants me to go to Laurent.
God may want that, but you'll have to get past Honoratus. The old hermit doesn't allow just anyone to come in. My bishop secured permission for me to go. If you show up on the doorstep, you could be refused.
By what rule will he accept or reject me?
Holiness.
Oh, then I won't be allowed in.
When's the last time you offered your confession?
7 years, maybe more. I've not been anywhere near a bishop to do it.
I'm not a bishop, but I'm willing to listen.
I was not a God-fearing child at home. I did some terrible things. Things that fill me with shame as I think about them now. Thank you, Brother Nazares.
Thank God. Had I not been delayed buying provisions, you'd have had to wait another week for a boat.
Do you need help carrying anything?
Their brothers will come. Guests are not allowed to work. Yet.
And what's the best way to the abbey?
Take that path. You can't get lost. Ring the bell at the door.
Thank you. Patrick?
I'll wait here.
Don't be a coward.
Well,
what if Honoratus refuses me?
Then you'll have time to yourself exploring the rest of the island. At least you won't have to worry about snakes.
Yes? What is it you want?
We're here to see Honoratus.
You're seeing him?
I am Brother Tertius.
Tertius. Ah, yes. I remember the letter from your bishop.
May I enter?
This is a house of prayer and meditation, to learn the ways of our Lord and his church. It's not a means for career advancement, do you understand?
Yes, Abbot.
Enter then. The kitchen is down the hall to the right.
Huh.
See to the washing up.
Oh. I'll see you, Patrick.
Ah. Patrick. Who sent you?
God, I believe.
Has he?
I think I made a terrible mistake by coming. You're a holy man, this is a holy place, and I don't belong here. I'll go.
In one breath you say God has sent you, but in another you say that you're going to leave. Has God sent you or not, young man?
Yes.
Then come in. Stay until God tells you otherwise.
Thank you, brother.